secret. I just wanted to ask. Never. 80 years of precedent you keep talking about, but Republicans are pointing to, I think it's 159 different times in the history of America where the Supreme Court has decided that something is not unconstitutional. Obviously not all of those times involving the Commerce Clause, which is the caveat.
Well, none of them in the last 85 years, and that's what the president was talking about.
But there's 159 times the court
has
said
it's unconstitutional. If they are citing times when the court ruled as unconstitutional something under the Commerce Clause that Congress did, they're basically saying they shouldn't have passed some of the New Deal legislation, and perhaps they want to revisit that. But the precedent we're talking about here, as I've made clear, I mean, you can say that they make this argument about precedent based on something the president didn't say or mean, or we can talk about...
But to be clear, he didn't specify what you're specifying now.
He did yesterday.
But in his original comments, he did not draw out that caveat. He just said the whole thing would be unprecedented.
That's not what he said, Ed. That's not certainly what he meant. And it was clear to most folks who observe this and understand what is at issue here.
Jay, that's not true. The president said on Monday that there would be an unprecedented, extraordinary step of overturning a law that was passed by a strong majority of a Democratic elected Congress. It took him yesterday to talk about the Commerce Clause and on an economic
issue. Nora,
there are two instances in the past 80 years where the president, where the Supreme Court has overturned stuff. U.S. versus Lopez and U.S. versus...
Nora, what I'm telling you...
These are very specific legal issues. It's not evident to everybody.
Well, it may not be evident to you. It is clear that the president was talking about matters like this that involve the Commerce Clause, that involve Congress passing legislation to deal with issues of national economic importance, and national economic matters like health insurance, which is clearly a national economic issue. That's what he was referring to, Again, he spoke to this yesterday. It is obvious and clear, and nobody would ever contend in his office, and he certainly was not contending, that the Supreme Court doesn't have, as its right and responsibility, the ability to overturn laws passed by Congress as unconstitutional. He was referring to 85 years of judicial precedent, of Supreme Court precedent, with regard to matters like the one under consideration. And it's maybe fun to pretend he meant otherwise, but everyone here knows that that's what he meant.
And also, when you said, well, to Nora or me, maybe we didn't know those cases, do you think most average Americans know about a Supreme Court case from 75 years ago? Come on. I mean,
but what's your point, Ed? Are you suggesting, I just want to know, are you suggesting that he...
left the impression that the whole thing would be unprecedented.
And I'm telling you, and he told you, and others like me have said, actually on the day of as well as after, that what he meant... And what he made clear yesterday, and he was a law professor, and he understands constitutional law and constitutional precedent and the role of the Supreme Court, was a reference to the Supreme Court's history in its rulings on matters under the Commerce Clause.